What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing New Podcast. We are live. Got my little brother here. Unfortunately, the other ugly looking things on here, they have gone. Welcome to the UEQ Podcast. Leave it at that, all right? Guys, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Good night. Now, we have a great show for you guys. First, I want to say thank you to all our sponsors that have helped us keep this show up and running at full blast. Quest will be checking up all the comments. So if you have anything to say, Quest will blur it out in the middle of the show. So he's going to be here keeping an eye on that. He's our tech guy and our comment guy. So if you have anything to say, let us know. But anyways, we got some special guests with us today. These guys were been hanging out in our parking lot for like the last 3 weeks. I don't know. You know, they've been, they've been out there 3 weeks, dude. They don't go away. It's like, all right, just give you a shot, dude. Give this is what this podcast is about. Give people a shot.
No, the reason I say for real, because seriously, like, last Sunday, there was this dude outside playing guitar.
That was that dude. That was one of the guys. It was, oh, really?
Yeah.
It was that dude.
That was pretty talented, too.
I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Here we go. You're on, guys. Let's hear your name. Go for it, guys.
What else? What's going on? I'm John, play guitar.
There you go.
I am Marco, I play bass.
There you go.
And I'm Nate, I do vocals.
And then the band is?
Sentiment.
Oh, right there's a QR code, right? If you want to look them up, check out their songs on Spotify, click on that link right there or scan that bad boy so you can go straight to their stuff and what they have to offer, man. All right, so. Guys, welcome to the show, man. What's going on? Mark was a return guest on the show. Oh, my gosh. We haven't seen him in a while, man. He's been out and about all over the place. But, you know, we were talking about it before the cameras came on, before we went live. He was on a band previously, and we were talking about that, and we came to an agreement where sometimes things happen. And
it's business. That's the music business.
Yeah, it's the music business. And sure. Something better comes along.
Yeah.
Something way better comes along. And, you know, and fortunately, this came along. What's the name of the band?
Nora Salinas says they're awesome.
Oh, Nora Salinas already.
Nora Salinas.
There you go. I got it on there. What's going on, Nora? Thank you very much.
Kelvin España says,
what are you saying here?
That boy John.
Fire. Fire. Here we go.
Fucking fire.
Here we go. So, I mean, like I said, one door closes, another door open. Guys, let's take it one at a time. Let's start on the left side here. Name again, and tell us a little about yourself, man.
So I'm John. I play guitar. I've been pretty much playing guitar and being in bands and everything since, like, 2006. I've actually been in bands with Marco, like, I want to say on and off since then. It was probably one of the first bands that I worked with in Marie, so... since 06 and, you know, scattered out, I guess, throughout the years until coming back around to this project here within.
That's cool. Marco, what we know about Marco. Go ahead and go with Nate.
So, my name's Nate. I do vocals. I've been screaming for about, like, maybe since I was, like, 14 years old, so maybe, like, 15 years already.
You're not doing it today, though.
Yeah.
Not
doing it today.
Don't tempt him.
Don't tempt him.
I know Marco and John for years already. We were in a band called Far From Embrace, like, maybe 9 years ago, so...
Uh-huh.
It's familiar territory with these guys.
Oh, okay.
That was 9 years.
I mean, yep.
And then, of course, we got Marco. He's a bass player. Nothing important. So, guys,
I don't even slap. No, I'm just picking, right?
So, Marco, introduce yourself to the whole fans again, buddy.
I'm Marco, and I play bass, and probably see me with all these other bands, and this is my... this is my baby, my project that I started, and... releasing an album June 8th.
Oh, there you go,
so,
man. Good job.
These are my boys with me. And, yeah.
That's awesome, man. So, take us into a little bit of the history of the band, how it came together, and, you know, how we got here. I mean, as far as coming together as a clique. Is that the correct term? A clique?
A group.
Okay, yeah, a group.
I'm trying to be cool,
this
man.
This is a genre of rock. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. A group. Hip hop is click.
Oh, my bad. All right.
I like click.
A little bit of Shawn Michaels, a little bit of Triple H, you know. But anyway, we'll go over here. The group. Tell a little bit about the group.
Well, it started in actually a year ago. in 2023, I was really just wanting to start a metal project, and I had a bunch, like, maybe written two or three songs on my own, starting to get used to recording, and that's it. I really just had them away in my hard drive, and I showed Nate one day. I was like, hey, you know, I have this. And he's like, let me jump on vocals. I was like, okay. And then just kind of started rolling from there, man.
Alex Lopez says, I love my fiance, Nathan.
Aww.
That's love.
He's a little bit China's
love. Aww, look at that. I can't put wedding bells. I just put the China right now. And also we got, who's this? Sentiments.
Heart.
Rudy Martinez.
Oh,
hey, bro. What's going on, Rudy? Thank you for watching, man.
Producer right there, man.
There you go. So, starting with that, I mean, before you played with the band before you did, and you came to this guy, you presented the music to Nate here.
Yeah.
And he took it, and How did Mr. Guitar, 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 Mr.
join, like, go on this ride with me. He's like, no, I'm okay. I don't want to, blah, blah. I'm just like, bro, why? And then finally, we ended up going with, we had another guitar player. He was from Corpus, Raul. All
right.
But
shout
you know,
out, brother.
Shout
kind
out.
Of being from Corpus, it's kind of a long way from here. So,
right.
Just made a decision and got with Eric, our other guitar player. And then finally, I was like, John, come on, dude. So by then, we've had the three songs already out. And he's like, all right, cool. So me and John, I mean, we have a long history together, jamming together. So we know each other fairly well on guitar, music playing, all that stuff. So, I mean, it's just...
good chemistry.
To me, it was, to me, I mean, I've always felt like me and him always had a perfect fit for being in a band, movement, all the stuff, man. So he's just a perfect fit, in my opinion, with us. So
that's love right there.
That's
dead. Where's the chime? He didn't want
to jump in at first?
You're playing
hard.
Yeah.
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 Look where you are
now.
Buying a water burger and maybe.
There was tension that I had.
I would even send a message like, come on, dude, please.
I'll buy you Arby's. Come on.
Texas Roadhouse.
That's everything they didn't offer. I
can
understand why it was.
Can't go wrong with Texas Roadhouse.
I was like, not even like trying to tend to like, what's that? Don't you see this?
This needs much.
This is why it's enough. This is why it's enough. Way in here, they're like, hey, you saw the Wendy's here right before you.
Let's pick you up. You were in once ago. You're playing guitar all night. I mean,
there you go, dude.
But, yeah, before John, with Nate, Nate had already liked the song. He was starting to do vocals. We had already tracked it at my house. And Hector, which is our drummer, wanted to do a project as well. And I was like, hey, well, this is what we're doing. So me and Nate. And Hector's like, dude, he said in his voice, he's like, brother, I fucking love it. And I was like, okay, dude, so let's do it. So that's how we three came, and then came Eric and John, and we formed.
Yeah, like the whole premise of like starting the band was like, at least for me, because at the time that he reached out to me, like I was going through like some mental issue stuff, like starting to see a therapist, psychiatrist, whatever.
Right.
And then when Hector had messaged him about the band, Hector was going through some stuff because of his grandpa, so he was like grieving and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it just kind of became a culmination of like just these raw emotions that we felt, and we need to express that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of also where we came up with the band name Sentiments, because we were sentimental guys.
There you go. Hey, that makes a lot more sense now, knowing the name of the band.
And that's where the whole like premise of the album name Everything Will Be Okay comes from, because it's like literally the whole album front to back is just everything's raw. Like it's all about what we feel. Like my writing process when he would send me songs isn't like what sounds badass or what's going to be cool in the song. It's more so like, how does the song make me feel, and what do I want to say about that emotion that it makes me feel?
Yeah. Right.
So,
that's awesome, man. I'm glad it all came to you like a pyramid cheek, my man. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's all you gotta do now with the music, metaphorically, make them clap.
That's right.
Make it clap.
That's a fucking
You gotta understand, this is hip hop, this is rock.
Yeah.
But I did hit on point, right?
He did.
Right?
Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay. Oh, now the Wicked Witch.
Anyways.
I'm just saying.
Stay here late.
Yeah.
Stay here late.
Stay here late. It's a little shit.
Stay here late.
Well, that's awesome, man. And then now, we were talking about as far as the writing material, and the mastermind is the gentleman in the middle. Right now, right, all the material. Shout out to Ben Markle, then. Music, especially off of a pretty sure guitar player also, and bassist and all that good stuff. But coming up with the sequence of notes to something, to do you write first or do you build the song first, the music first?
I write as I go, man. That's what I've learned with recording software. So a pandemic happened.
Mm-hmm.
I bought all this stuff, and I was like, hey, dude, like this is it. I started learning. I learned, and just last year, I felt like I started getting better at it. And it was just I would get a drum beat, start just jamming, and build it from there, man. So your
process is making the music first, and then
I mean, once you get it, it just flows, man. It flows, and just fucking nine songs.
I hear you, man. I've gone through so many nights writing material on a guitar, and then writing the music is natural for me.
Yeah,
it's the lyrics
that
throw me.
Let me ask you something.
Left and right.
Let me ask you something. We're gonna get into something right now.
Oh, here.
Let me ask you. Here we go.
As a writer, what do you think about that whole AI thing with the writing?
Dude.
Oh yeah, I already see your face. I want your opinion on it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a very honest opinion on that.
I don't know, man.
Let me zoom the camera right
that,
now.
Yes, to me, that is. It's fucking weird, dude.
You think so?
Is it cool? Yeah.
It's
what you're going to use it for? It all depends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's easy for someone to say, oh, I have this feature on here. It's like, how the fuck do you know Snoop Dogg?
Because there's actually AI that you can just say, okay, I want to write about losing a heartbreak or losing a loved one.
Yeah.
And then, like, it all comes out.
So that's
like,
lyrically, that's something. I was talking about AI, like, fucking having a feature on your track or some sort of, because
right.
Like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, now, I've seen a lot where you have, like, Metallica. You have James Hetfield singing Higher from Creed.
Oh,
that's like, what the I did not need to hear that.
The song just went platinum twice. My opinion, I think all this stuff is old. We're just barely being introduced to it.
Yeah, it's true. AI is a future, man.
Danny Robinson, nothing but heart emojis.
Oh,
Danny Robinson. Should I give him a chance? Yeah, man. Well, that's cool, man. So and then the process of studio time, that's the gridiron right there, getting the studio time.
Yeah.
Going in there, do you all go in and together as a group to build the skeleton and then bring in one part at a time?
No,
or is it one person?
This one was just me, man. I really didn't have anybody other than Nate and Hector, and neither are guitar players.
What's up, John?
Yeah,
so what's going on, John?
That was
there.
What
happened?
I would send it to John and he'd be like, That's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, dude.
It's
high.
It's all right.
It was the tension I had with them before I could just, you know.
And then
they started talking to me. Right.
But I don't play any instruments, so like when he would send me songs, like unfinished songs, he'd be like, "What do you think this sounds like?" Or "How do you feel about this song?" I'm like, "Oh, that's badass." And I was like, "But I picture this going this way." And now instead of like clips of other songs that I know, I'm like, something like this.
Yeah, dude. That's what he'd be like. He's like, look, hear this. And I would just go a week hearing it. And I'm just like, okay, well, this is what I got. He's like, yeah, this is it. And I was like, well, okay. This is it.
Yeah,
because
I'm like a music encyclopedia. Like, I know so much music.
Same here.
I hear so many different things. But
yeah.
It's like you, like wanting to paint, but you don't know how to paint. So it's just like, how do you put that into words? So
I
would just show him examples. Like
it's
something
a gift,
like
but at the same time, it's a freaking curse.
Yep.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I exactly know what you mean, man. You could be sitting down, going to a bar and hear a band play something original. Like, oh, wait.
That kind of sounds like Dust to the Wind from Kansas. what the hell?
I mean, but everybody does that nowadays.
Right? You know, but you don't want to be like everybody. I get it.
Yeah,
okay, exactly.
You want to be special. You want to be safe.
You want to be unique. That's right. But yeah, man, so doing the studio thing, you went in there, did it yourself?
I did it myself. I tracked everything, and that's it, at home, man. And then I got with Rudy. Dark Art Studios, that's my guy where I always go with pretty much all my projects. And said, hey, I have this. And he's like, let's fucking do it.
So
I don't know how to record vocals very well. So I had him go in, and that's it, man. Any detail that you hear on there, keyboards,
right,
is with Eric in the studio with Rudy.
That's awesome, man. I mean, going in there, doing it yourself, it's a lot of pressure. I would take it, you know.
Yeah.
Constant pressure on you, trying to make
much respect to you.
Gotta get this down to a T.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's agonizing going back, oh, fuck up there, I gotta go back.
I'm pretty sure you have an idea.
No, I know.
And then, right, my wife will fucking be like, hey, are you gonna come over here? Are you gonna do the dishes? Like, dude, leave me alone. Let me freaking do this real quick. I'll do it in a bit.
And that's when I got a bed in the dog
house. My dog sleeps with me on my couch now, right?
So the dog now sleeps in my bed, and I sleep outside. And that is how I got kicked out.
Now, man, but it's just like, once it starts flowing, dude, like, you know, you don't want to lose it. Freaking get it out.
Get into it. You're in your zone.
Luckily, you know, she understands. So
that's good, man. That's good. Shout out to all the wives and girlfriends and fiancés that put up with the musicians out there doing their own thing.
With the, in your point of view, bullshit.
That bullshit.
Yeah. Put that bullshit away.
Hey, it's not bullshit. It's cool shit. It's cool shit. But that's awesome, man. So. Now, the songs you have on Spotify, are those previous songs that y'all wrote together, or were these songs already been released?
These songs are what they were released as singles, but they're going to be on the album.
A little bit
touch-ups here and there, but that's about it.
Okay.
And then we got six other songs.
Yeah. Six other songs. Wow.
Five of the songs.
Sorry. Well, in order for it to be, there must be a lot of songs. In order for it to
be, is it going to be an album or an EP?
It's an album. It's about 12, 13 songs.
No, it's nine songs.
It's nine songs.
An EP is like dropping like drop to nine five songs.
Well, back in my day, it had to be learning songs to be an album. So, the album, when is the release date for this album to come out, man?
June 8th is the out. So, what is that, 2 weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks away. Yeah. I did see on your Facebook that you said you finally got the finals.
Yeah, dude. Yesterday.
Yeah. Now you're excited.
Yeah.
But you're in the process of looking for somebody to put it on actual CD?
We're looking to kind of get at least like 50 copies. Only because I've never, like, this is like a first album that I've ever been on that's complete.
Right.
As other bands, you kind of go in, it's like, oh, I have a single, I have this.
Hey, that's an achievement, right?
Yeah, dude, and to me, it's like I gotta get it, like,
it's an achievement.
Like, what is it? Not mounted, I guess, like in a plaque
like frame.
Because instead of like,
that.
Yeah,
like, you know what? This is what you do. Get yourself put it on a vinyl.
Yeah.
Bring it over.
You get a vinyl.
I will spray paint it platinum for you.
Thank you.
And then we'll put your picture on there, and that will be the index.
Yeah.
Put an RGB style up though.
Shout out to Home Depot.
Right. You went platinum gold, my carnal paid it for me.
We're looking for, we are just wanting to get like 50 hard copies, man. That's it. Just
that's awesome, bro. That's awesome.
Sell there, even though, you know, nobody really listens to
the series. Okay. Noah Selena says, when is a music video coming? Oh, a good question. You need some boats. You need some hoes. You need all that stuff.
Oh, boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes.
The same. My dream's coming true.
I'm actually gonna be on the boat.
Video is in the works. Really, we just need to plan it and set a date, man. That's it. We already have the idea. We already know what song we want to do.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome, man. And as far as gigging itself, shows, I know you got a couple. I think you just put on there
707
I know that place has gotten real big, man.
That's right.
Great
one
band.
On
Tall Road.
Yeah, I mean,
that place is crazy. It's like, been rocking. Every time I pass by, I hear that song, I hear rock.
Yeah,
and everybody, it's a crowd.
Dude,
yeah,
I love it.
It's crazy,
man.
Sometimes they throw shows like on weekdays, and you're just like, dude.
I went to a show there on a Tuesday, and there was like maybe 150 kids there.
It's crazy, dude.
Bodies flying around.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on in there? Go take my MacBook and go sit down and get some coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to that cafe. What is going on here? These people have gone mental.
People flying around.
I don't like this garden. Let's leave. Jeff, we gotta go. But no, I've seen that place has been knocking out of the ballpark.
Almost every week.
Yeah, there's always a huge.
That's crazy.
Rock Funk, it's growing. Through the years that I've played in the scene, I've seen now that it's the stream rock and all that is like really growing. I'm like, wow.
That's good.
That's awesome,
good
man. That's
good
for
the
valley.
The music scene. You know?
Yeah, it
awesome.
Is. It is. Now, as far as performing wise, I'm pretty sure you guys already performed on stage already.
Yeah.
Do you, I mean, there's always a band ritual. Right? Everybody has a ritual before they go on. What's the ritual for you guys before you jump on stage?
You leave your underwears off from the day before?
Socks. You go just fucking, you go commando? People want to know.
Right.
I want to know.
Band
ritual. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. I should have said that. What
did that happen? I want to know. We'll see. I mean, as a band, I don't know if we have a ritual other than just like all of us fucking nervous once it hits.
The butterflies. Butterflies.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I usually just chug a thing of water and make sure I'm chewing gum.
No liquid courage before I hope not. Josh's like, well.
I want to say it's not going to be anything.
Can you define liquid courage?
Talking about water, right?
What book?
Spike water with a little bit of color.
Are you talking about coffee?
An Irish coffee, maybe? The front guy. I know you gotta have those nerves going crazy.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely.
I mean, because a scream band is not all. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's easy. It's not, because you gotta stay in that form when you're on stage, especially doing every song. How many songs do y'all play? Well, how many? About an hour? Or 30 minutes, 45 minutes?
Even like 25 minutes.
Oh, 25 minutes? Right, yeah. That's enough. That'll be enough.
Oh, shit.
So we'll be doing 25-minute shows every week now.
Especially like if you play like a show where you can't hear yourself, that's the most important thing is like being able to hear yourself. Because if you can, then you're naturally pushing yourself more to try to be louder.
Yeah.
So like when you, that just messes up your throat even more.
Calvin Espina says Everclear Ritual.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
God.
There you go.
And then we got
Flor Sutton saying hello.
Hello.
What's up, Flor?
Hello.
Takes you back to Steve's party.
Yeah, there you go. So, going out there and trying to get it to the T.
Yeah.
It's, you have to be there. And do you seclude yourself away from the group and try to, like, okay, get in?
Pretty much, yeah. Trying to get myself in the zone. I don't talk because I got to, like, rest my voice.
Right.
I'm drinking, like, hot tea with lemon and honey and stuff. So, like, you really got to take care of your voice. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, man. I've heard a couple of bands.
I sit by myself, but I just drink water. water.
Sure, whatever.
And I just calm myself down.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll call that those four bottles of tequila that I found at the house.
Water.
good water. But, yeah, I've heard, like I'm saying, I've heard a lot of scream bands, you know, on Spotify. I've yet to go to a live show. Oh, no, I lied. I have gone to a live show. We're not actually, a big shout out to the Eatery here in Westville, Texas, when they had a big metal show. I was out there checking my bro. It's hype, impact, energy, man.
I mean,
nonstop. The fans go nuts.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I go. I mean, I like it. I mean, I'll just sit in the back. You know,
right.
I gotta be back way like. About 50 yards back.
He said, "Went to binoculars."
He was great. He got fucking great. Dude, we're 50 yards away. You got robbed. But yeah, man, and it's high energy, bro. Now, when you guys are playing, have you yet to experience? I'm pretty sure you have a mosh pit in front of you guys.
Oh, dude.
That's
Western.
Our first show, we played our debut show, and we were all freaking out because, like, we're very, what's the word, like?
Just say it.
We're humble, so, like,
right.
We don't think, like, oh, we're going to play, like, five people,
fucking
but that's cool.
Like,
whatever, it's cool. Like, we don't care how much people we play, we just want to play.
Right.
But then when we started, like, loading up on the stage and stuff, we saw there was already, like, 80 people, 100 people. We're just, like,
wow.
Talking amongst each other, like, what the hell? So then we played the first song, and, like, in my head, I was just, like, going with it, right? And then, like, I just see a kid come up, like, and start screaming the lyrics. And, like, in my head, I did not expect that.
Wow.
So I was just like, damn, people know our lyrics. Or
that's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
So shout out to those
kids. You kept your composure. You kept your
composure. Those kids are actually in the back on Mankind, so check them out.
There you go. You kept your composure?
I'm fucking melting.
John's like, yeah, I know. By the way, guys, six albums. Guys, I'm on album number six. Just let you know. Catch up.
Turn it up a little bit more.
But yeah, man. I mean, that was another question. I mean, having the fans actually sing along.
Yeah.
You know,
crazy, man.
That's gotta be an experience, man.
I was like, what just happened? I was like, this is crazy.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's
something that you carry, like, for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right?
The response is really, really good. Like,
yeah,
from that first show to the one we just had in Corpus. Like,
yeah,
it's been really cool.
Because it's something you guys created, and then somebody out of nowhere is just singing along.
Been crazy, like, the past week, because we were talking, like, maybe a month ago, because nobody was offering us shows. Like,
right.
So we're kind of like, we don't know when we're going to play. And it just all of a sudden, like, people were asking us to play in Dallas and San Antonio.
Wow,
and
that's awesome.
So
bro.
Now we have shows lined up north, too, and it's like, the summer's gonna be crazy for us. We're like jam packed every weekend, so it's gonna be good. It's awesome.
Like I said, Marcos, one door closes, another one opens. And that good shout out to you guys. Man. Jesus Christ, that's awesome, bro. They're living up in the RGB from the RGB.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Homegrown.
Oh, we got, speaking of homegrown, Mr. Sean Logan. What's good, bro?
Oh my gosh.
How about them
Commanders?
Oh, God, here we go. Just let it go. Anyways, we're not going to the football player. Let it go. Anyways, but that's awesome, guys. I mean, I'm glad things are clicking on all cylinders, right, so to speak. You're saying the next gig is coming up when?
That is
on Thursday, the 30th.
Thursday. Yep.
Thursday. Guys, mark your calendars. Get ready for May 30th.
and to welcome it, I'm not gonna say welcome the summer because damn, it's fucking hot outside.
Oh, it's here.
It's fucking here already, bro.
Well, I thought you were talking about right now. Like, you're fucking Trump. Why is the fucking AC on? It is on. It's at zero. No, man, but yeah, that's awesome, man. I mean, performing live at a venue, especially there, is it gonna be at the 707?
Yeah, 707.
Being there one day, the 30th.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, we got. Guys, you know what, dude? I'm going. Oh,
dude,
shit. Here we go. I'm going. You said, I'll take my binoculars. I'll be in the back, dude. With my latte.
You guys see Quest? You guys see Quest come back on Thursday? I'll be like, it was a great show, man. Woo! What happened? I said, I'm going to stay far away, but I lied. I was like a fly going to the light.
I'm going to have my latte
all in the back.
You guys are great. Oh, shout out to Quest. Put on Quest. Oh, dude. Damn, dude. No, it's awesome, man. I'm glad things are working out for you guys, man. And right now, I'm going to switch off real quick because we got some sponsors. We got bills to pay, dude. We got bills.
We do.
We got bills to pay today. So, big shout out to the Rabbit Hole. Phone number, give them a call at 956-599-0103, guys, for all your adult novelties, beer, party favors.
I can only imagine.
Oh, the memories. Not the memories. But you guys, you get a chance, give them a call. Find the location is right on our Facebook page. Go to their Facebook page. I believe they're still going to be open for another month. I think they're doing
one more month.
I'm hoping. I'm praying they're still open for one more month because, I mean, it's a great little store, man.
It is.
It has tattoo items. You can go out there.
They got a lot of
them. The great
get drunk.
CBD good stuff you want to get also. So CBD products there also. Also another big shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery located here in Westville, Texas, 529 South Texas Boulevard.
I need to go there.
Yeah.
You ever had ice cream with liquor?
Oh god.
No.
Yes. Down street.
Ice cream with liquor.
In a van. Bound by the river. No. Okay. God.
Is that a good combination though?
Dude, yes.
I did not. I'm gonna be real with you.
Yeah.
I did not go to the restroom. It was perfect. It didn't fuck my stomach up. It's just right.
Vinny, you got customers coming over after the podcast.
It will fuck you up.
To the phone number there is 956-998-2441. Give her a call. Find out what the time frame is to get out there and have yourself a good ice cream.
You will not be sorry.
No, you will not. Now you've got the choice. You can either get it buzzed or non-buzzed. So if you're on your work time,
that's like a bar in disguise. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying that, but that is
dude.
You can take a pint home.
Oh yeah, they have pints ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah,
you can even just walk down the street and eat that ice cream.
We can take it. What are you doing eating ice cream?
Eating ice cream. All fucked up.
Just leave it alone,
man. Wow, dude, I have no idea.
Yeah, you want to check down the street here on 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westville, Texas, 956-998-2541.
Yeah,
they're going to go. Don't worry, they'll be out there. No questions asked. Also, big shout out to Honoras Construction. Looking to get a renovated, new construction, commercial, residential. These guys are craftsmen. Craftsmanship is amazing. You want to send an appointment with these guys, call 956-363-7195. These guys have done wonders. I actually spoke to them, I think it was yesterday. They just got back from Houston. They just set up a roadhouse up there. They got called up there to go do a roadhouse, and they finished it up.
A Texas roadhouse?
Texas roadhouse.
Yeah, right.
Texas roadhouse.
Talk about Patrick Swayze or something.
Oh, man. That's a different
roadhouse. I mean, you got to be specific.
You know what I'm talking about. Texas Roadhouse, man. Big shout out to Texas Roadhouse. Open up here in Westville, Texas,
dude,
man.
Dude, I saw
Thank
that.
God. We got one close to home.
Thank God.
Man, now we just need Donna to open up that Chick-fil-A and that Cheddar, man. That's we're good to go.
Hey,
yeah. Easy.
I forgot
about that. We're growing.
That's all I can say.
We're growing.
It happens.
So, guys, you get a chance, give Honoras Construction a call at 956-363-7195. Set up an appointment, and they will hook you up. Let them know Chewy News sent you. And just to give a heads reminder,
we got a special guest coming in June 13th. This is a little game called Gears of War.
Oh, okay.
If you're a Gears of War guy like I am, you will not want to miss this episode. We will have Mr. Carlos Ferro on the podcast. He is the voice of Dom from the Gears of War episode. So he'll be on our podcast, video interview. It's going to be a great episode. If you want to catch him, he will be in McAllen June 1st at the Flux. Go out there and get your autographs, get your stuff signed, bro. He's only going to be there for a little while. He'll be there from, I believe, from 12 o'clock till about 4 or 5. If you want to go check that out, that's going to be one hell of a ride, guys.
Nice.
Big shout out to our sponsors, man. Thank you very much. We appreciate everything you do.
We appreciate you.
We're coming to the second half of the podcast. We're at 36 minutes, 53 seconds in. Guys, this is a great episode. Let me get these guys back on camera. There you are. Look at those beautiful mug shots right there. Should have put a heights right there. To the side, guys.
He's ready.
Then to the right. Oh, we've done this before. Also, just to give a heads up, guys, if you guys are looking for merch for the two new podcasts, there's a little link right there. We got our t-shirts on sale at $25. Order through there, they'll get shipped right out to you.
For all you $29.99.
Jump on there, get a chance, buy yourself a t-shirt. There's some other shirts, like this one that I'm wearing, was a tortilla challenge that my brother and I played about a year ago, 2 years ago. That was a lot of fun. We need to do a part two. If you really want to do a part two, mention it in the comments and we'll get to it ASAP. But click on that little QR code and it'll take you straight to our shop and you can see all the great stuff we have there available to buy. So, coming back to you guys. Music-wise, there's got to be inspired.
Yeah.
You got to be inspired to do what you do. I mean, being a guitar player, who are your favorite guitar players? I mean, who what kind of inspires you to go in? This is a tough question.
Bro, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, loaded
inspiration.
Your inspiration.
Yeah.
Inspirations,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Don't let me down, John.
Don't let me down. I got you on camera.
Don't
let me down.
Here. Inspirations and my favorite band's going to be like Metallica. So I mean like James, Kirk. I mean those two dudes, they pretty much started that, like paving the way, like back when I was 5. Like that was like the first like cassette that I had that like my sister and my uncle gave me. Outside of that, like I mean I want to say my taste kind of like went more modern, so I enjoy like more like I want to say it's bands because I don't just enjoy like one guitar player, I guess, of each band. So it just goes from like Killswitch Engage to like those two guitar players, like Parkway Drive. I mean, I want to say the band because I want to say to me it's both of these guys because individually, like, you know, either doing harmonies or one's doing lead, one's doing rhythm.
Right. The dual guitars.
I want to say like that's what inspired me as far as writing because. Mm-hmm. Whether it was me writing my one part or me making riffs that were going to be like harmonized in some way, like I was always considering the two, like a pair. So, I mean, I want to just keep it at that, I guess, because I mean, there's too many that I can like not even think of right now.
Well, we got an hour. Go ahead. Well, let me start
by switching my phone now.
Tom Wade Grady was one of my greatest guitar players.
What the hell? Take me back.
But yeah, man, and as far as you got a genre, I'm pretty sure that either bass player or guitar player or vocal. Uh-huh. I mean, you're all over the place, bro. You're like an encyclopedia yourself as far as, you know, as far as musicians.
Yeah.
But one that takes the cake, one you say, you know, which is the one that you would take consideration?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Bass, well, it could be bass players. Just
bass? So with bass, I'm more of a punk player, dude, on bass, right? So, mm-hmm. Influences are going to be Cliff, Metallica, right? Started it. Then it would have to be going into punk. What my punk was The Offspring, and then I got into Blink 182.
Offspring was awesome.
From Blink, I mean, I just kind of, you know, went on for there. So,
right.
In bass, that's really what I try to be like. I don't know.
Yeah.
Those are my three top, I guess. Guitar-wise, I'm more of a metal guy on guitar.
Right.
So metal, I mean, bands, Metallica was one. more modern, I guess, As Lay Dying, what we grew up listening to, Unearth, was in the metalcore, Killswitch, and Darkest Hour was another one, and all the way to, you know, Counterparts, The Ghost Inside. These are all bands that really drove me to kind of mold into, you know, what sentiments
right now. Yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Nate, go ahead, man. What were your inspirations there? Well, Yanni, the Wookiees.
So I was like a new metal kid. I grew up like in the late 90s, early 2000s, where everybody was listening to like Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit,
and
stuff like that. So, like, and my parents were younger. My mom had me at 15, so like they were still young enough to like show me that kind of stuff. So that's what I grew up listening to.
Oh, okay.
And then like it wasn't until, and I remember this clearly, the first time I ever heard like scream vocals was in the summer going to seventh grade. One of my friends had like a job for a cowboy shirt, and I remember asking him like, "What does that say?" Like it was so foreign to me. And he said, "You never heard this band?" So he showed it to me. And when I heard the screams, I just remember thinking like, what the fuck is that? That is so badass. Like, I was just so like, damn.
Yeah.
So then I just sort of like went down a rabbit hole, like, and I'm still in that same phase where I'm always looking for bands. And I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, there was an iPod, it was called a Zune.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah. Oh.
So the Zune was like,
oh,
you mean this thing?
You talking about Gears of War 1?
So the Zune was like one of the first subscription based, like, where you could just download music without having to actually purchase a song.
Right.
So I remember my stepdad had like a Zune, and I would like literally sneak into the room and steal it, and like at 3 a.m. just to look up music. So I would go on there and type in like death or blood, like just random names to try to find music.
Kid.
So I would literally do that just to try to find new bands, and like whatever covers looked the craziest, I'd listen to them, and like then I just started trying to replicate what they were doing with my voice, and
that's
just
awesome,
how it happened.
Dude. That's freaking awesome. Pete Rivera. Oh, I got Pete Payne on here. What's going on, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
If it ain't Jono and Marco, when are we doing our video? And Pain video. Horns up. Oh my gosh. Pete Payne, another great guest on the podcast. I gotta bring that guy back, dude. That guy's cool.
That's
big boy. That's big boy. He was here at Ward Ghost.
He's a classmate of mine.
Yeah, man.
Really?
All
right.
School with him.
Yeah, for sure.
Answer the question, when's the video coming?
Let us know when you're free, bro.
We gotta get in the ring.
He's like, guess what? You're in the video the moment we're doing. That was a secret all along. No. He goes, and right here he said, he's Irish Mama. Yeah, we go way back to high school.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Hey, you should body slam one of them because they haven't called you back. But, guys!
That's John's department.
Now, you know, in talking about bands itself, recently, a lot of videos have popped up. Make it y'all, I won't put you guys in the spot.
There you go, yeah.
A lot of videos have been popping up recently with the whole Kurt Cobain anniversary and stuff like that. And my wife just showed me the video recently. And it's an interview that was done, I believe it was... I want to say somewhere around 98, 96. It was an old video. They were in Italy. I'm not sure. They're interviewing. They're talking to them. They're asking them questions. And right before they're going to break, and guys, I'm only quoting what this guy said. And it kind of shocked me that he would say something like that. But the interviewer asked, what are your thoughts on Kurt Cobain? And the subliminal, you look it up on YouTube, you will find it. He says, great aim.
Oh, man.
Everybody in that studio just went quiet.
Wow.
Even the interviewer was like, he starts giggling, and his bandmates start giggling right next to him. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. Are you freaking kidding me? And this is a video that was buried years. Was it almost what, 3 decades?
Yeah.
I let people do that.
That blew my mind when I saw that. I didn't believe my wife was so, you gotta watch this. I go, you can't believe what this guy said. I go, what did he say? And I looked it up. You guys, you can look it up. Look it up on YouTube. Go under David Singh interview about Kurt Cobain. And he says it on live TV. I mean, the guy's a great guitar player. Got former Metallica.
Yeah.
Guitar player before they busted out before Kurt came in.
Who's this?
Who's it, who are we talking about?
Never
I don't know that guy.
Second, right? Second guy, right?
Yeah, but stuff like that, man. I mean, I've heard of the term being humble, you know, when it comes to other bands. You guys have been playing down here. What's the brotherly like feel within the other screen bands when you guys come together as one to play in a venue, man? How does that partake? What's the backstory look like?
It's honestly pretty good. Like, at least from my experience, I don't know about you guys, but like from like my experience, a lot of bands are friends with each other. At least like
that's cool.
From like I said, from my experience, so nobody's like trying to claw each other to the top. Like, it's all supportive. At least maybe 10 years ago, everybody was competing against each other. But
yeah,
now,
yeah.
Now it's more of like a supportive group. Like, check out this band, check out this band. Like, shout out that band. Like, that's all it is about. So
as it should be. That's
yeah,
the way
it
should
be.
What are your thoughts?
It's the same thing, man. It's something that, again, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, was something that was different. You were really competing and really didn't have friends. The music industry were like,
right.
You're mad. Like, it was just, you know. But now it's like, you know, supportive. You want to go in and push, you know, whatever, you know, whoever's bringing out an EP or a single.
Right.
Try to get on shows with them and just kind of, you know, kind of network your town, man, your city and stuff like that. So
right.
I feel like now it feels like that now, you know what I mean?
Right.
Us playing our first show, you know, us just even going into a show, you know, just everyone's just super supportive with the bands that are on and so forth. So yeah, it's good, man. It's good.
That's
now
awesome. What about you, John?
I think it's like a renowned piece, dude, like, to be honest, like, to see from when we started playing shows back in the day, like 06 back in the day,
yeah, right.
To like now, I mean, it's like night and day, I feel, you know, like before it was just more like, yeah, I guess cutthroat, to be honest, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess over the years now, and how everyone's saying here, it's just like, everyone's really, really just about that peace, you know? It's like, everyone's doing their own thing, kind of like, you know, staying their lane, but I mean, at least be sharing.
Yeah.
The wealth of just us being there, like, you
right.
know, in that moment,
mm-hmm.
instead of like, you know, grudges being held or anything like that. Honestly, it's like really, really cool,
yeah,
to
awesome.
See what the music has come out to be, no matter the genre. Like,
that's awesome.
The best part. It's true.
That's awesome. And that's good to know, man, because I know being in the rock world, it's back in the day, it was so competitive, man.
Yeah.
So competitive.
Yeah.
People trying to, you know, play in venues. Oh, you were promised to play at this venue, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, guess what? You got kicked out. We got this band coming in because he knows somebody in this area.
Yeah.
And, you know, you always have to know somebody.
That's the way it was,
to play at a place, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But, and that's just the way it was.
It's who you know.
It's who you know, and, you know, how you can get in. But now that I'm seeing more of a unity in the rock music, it's been impeccable, man. Just looking at it, because I've seen so many bands like, hey man, we're gonna be short, we're playing, my guitar player's like, oh man, I got you, man.
Yeah.
I know some of the songs.
Yeah.
I'll jump on with you, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like that. It's like scratch, might not scratch your back.
Yeah,
and that's what it should be, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the only way the music scene, the rock scene's gonna grow. Even more,
yeah,
you know, that's good to have. That's really good to have, as far as that, in your back pocket, knowing that someone's got your back.
Yeah,
and I think that's like the benefit of social media is, like, because I feel like back then everybody was competing to try to get signed to a record label or something. Like, everybody wanted to be that band to make it.
Right.
And like now, none of that matters, because you can just have a following on social media and people are gonna like you regardless.
Luis Alberto Alani says, "Hey, is that John Lovallo?"
Oh,
bro, it's me.
Bro.
The one and only.
The one and only. Do it. There you go.
You don't recognize this.
That's gonna be. Every time you introduce him, bro,
we have
you
to
have
try.
To do that.
I'd rather do this than my hair flip, but I'll throw that in too, bro. What's going on?
Be like, who's up, guys? Ladies, calm down. Ladies, calm down. All right.
So, that's all you gotta do.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. So on time off, we talked about time off, you know. Being in a band, sometimes you get a lot of tension.
Yeah.
There's tension always in a band. Just a group of band of brothers. It's normal.
Musicians.
Everybody go with it. But now, being who you are now, Marco, coming with a new group of guys, you know, and I don't want to make it seem like, oh, Marco's the main guy. No, 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 just that knowing that, you know, the experience, you know, the knowledge, the wisdom already,
yeah.
What to expect. Do you offer that wisdom to your bandmates? You say, hey, man, you know, let's chill out a little bit. You know, we're doing fine. Or are you just like,
you're not dead yet, right? No, I'm kidding.
Get up!
You
can tell. I didn't hear no bell.
Exactly. We have our discussions, and that's something different that's within this band. And I remember telling John, because we had practice, and we were discussing like shirt design, we were discussing everything. It was just kind of like everyone doing their input.
Right.
And that's really what I really aimed for, was for a band, right, to give me input and not just be like, okay, cool,
right.
Okay, cool. And that's what this is like, you know. And we have, like, me and Nate have had our discussions where, you know, I think you can do this, or, you know, with John as well, or Eric or Hector. And it's just, you know, we're all one, grown adults.
Yeah.
Two, I know we're on the same page, and we all want what's best for what we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we don't want to lose it.
Right.
So we're all in an agreement to, like, okay, we're going to push ourselves, but, you know, we're gonna do it at our pace. You know, no one's gonna be mad at each other.
Right.
No one's gonna fucking have a fallout.
Right.
Nothing like that.
Right.
So, I'm not one to be like, hey, I'm like you said, like the main guy here. No,
right.
I'm not, man. I'm not like that.
Just raw Indians.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
all team players.
I'm not like that, and it's I really love that feeling. To be honest with you, man, it's just like we're all on one page.
That's
and
good.
We're just fucking going through, like, moving
right
as fast as we want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's on us, so.
Steady ride, steady.
Yeah.
Danny Robinson says Luis Alberto Alani says Marco the experience. And we got Isaac Moreno says awesome. There you go, man.
Isaac.
There you go. But yeah, man, it's good to see that things are going good, better pastures.
Yeah.
Your way, Marco. It's awesome, man. And it's awesome. I mean, nothing towards the other guys, man. The great group of guys that we interviewed the last time you guys came on.
It's business.
It's business. And, you know, and, you know, like I said, tensions. It builds. And sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man. And, you know, and
sometimes the chemistry can be there, but in time it just, you know, just gets bitter. And,
yeah.
You gotta move on,
man. So downtime. So going into downtime itself, Nate, on your downtime when you're not with the band, dude, I mean, what's your just common hobbies that you like to do? Just to wave away from the band, say, okay, I'll put this aside. I got to do something to concentrate, something else.
Well, I'm really big into, like, sports, so I'm, like, a huge basketball fan. Like, I love the NBA.
All
right. I'm a football fan, Cowboys fan, unfortunately, right now.
Yeah. Okay, I think Quez is even showing up. Thanks, Quez. Goodbye.
But just spending time with a fiance, like, just going out doing things. I love going to the movies, so I'm always looking for horror movies to watch and stuff.
There you go.
So, but that's
there
pretty
you.
Much it.
There you go. What about yourself, John?
Downtime. I mean, I guess I watch a lot of movies for sure, a lot of TV shows. Watch that. Outside of that, I guess I'm just practicing, like, the other instruments I play too. I play drums, bass. I mean. And then I'm trying to, like, fix up my home, like home renovations and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Just different little tricks of the trade that I do, like, I guess, there for my house and just the future, you know, just
cool.
Getting ready for it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I got to do.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Marco, time, downtime. I don't, what's that?
Yeah, man. I'm always busy, dude. I'm a dad, first and foremost, so. Got to, you know, make sure my kids have clothes and
there you go.
Make sure they're fed, and then I, you know, I kind of get my time. So dad is the first thing, and then music, man. I'm always with projects, so I'm always really on the go, man. I have a lot of things going on, so
right.
Sometimes I don't even know how the fuck I do it.
Because dude, man.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Being a dad is,
yeah.
is. I mean, it's. And I can't say overwhelming. It's a job, bro.
Yeah.
It's a job, and you know you try to do your best as you can to be there for every moment. And sometimes you know, you're like, shoot, I mean,
oh, yeah.
It happens. It happens. You know, and
sometimes you get doghouse once in a while, but hey, it is what it is, man.
Alex Lopez says wedding planning, Nathan.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Who's in the doghouse now?
Bro, you want
to? Alex,
we can end it right now.
It's still, what time is it? 8:27 now. PetSmart still open. Get himself a nice pillow and warm up the doghouse.
So I'll be sleeping outside.
Nah, man, well, that's good, man. I'm glad things are going well in your neck of the woods, guys. Social media so we can follow you guys. I mean,
yeah.
where can they catch you and what all the events that are coming up?
We have Instagram at SentimentsTX. We've got Facebook, SentimentsTX. We're on Spotify. We're on TikTok. We're on X.
Yeah, Twitter, X.
Twitter,
I'd say
Twitter,
Instagram's
X.
The best way, though, because
yeah.
That's where we have the most
OnlyFans,
following.
Yeah, we got you. For some reason, I think John would be somebody that would be the OnlyFans.
We got
a fancy porn moment.
We got our video coming out on Pornhub. You just need a VPN.
We're looking at you.
Instagram is really where we post a lot, and that's run by Nathan and
awesome.
Nathan and Hector. And that's where you're going to catch all of our shows coming up, which we have a shit ton of shows coming up in summer. So hope to see you guys
next
there.
Thursday, right?
Next Thursday's coming up, yeah. And then we got another one May 30th, June 8th.
Nice.
We got the album dropping. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, good luck to you guys, man. I'm glad, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming on. And I'm glad they tossed our name in the batch.
Yeah, dude.
And I reached out to ASAP. I gotta get this guy, man. I've been wanting to talk to Marco for a while because he's doing moves and I want to see what he's doing now.
Thank you, man.
I want to see what he's doing and how everything is. Sorry. We got one more here.
Alex Lopez says, love you guys. Super proud of you.
Thank you, Alex.
Small Prince is Nate. Don't worry. We'll take care of when you get home. That's not your last
there
but
the other thing I want to say here
go
is
for it, go
Eric.
For it, go.
Eric. Other guitar player, man, keys, right? keyboard player, guitar player, guy's a genius. I'm glad he's on this journey with us. And then Hector, of course, I know that he wanted us to mention, he wanted to be here, but he couldn't. Right? He's got to be working, right? So
right, exactly.
His main influence, he wanted me to say, was his grandpa. His grandpa was really into music, so he's wanting to go ahead and go through that. So, yeah. That's
big,
it.
Big shout out to Grandpa, man. Those are the ones that the
elders,
man. Elders, man. They get you into music and it just it sticks to you forever, man. That's a beautiful thing.
Daddy Robinson says, "Don't forget me when y'all blow up."
Oh, see, we put that on there. There we go, right there.
Don't forget it. There we go.
John goes, "Who's that?" I love you.
Who is that?
That top four. I love you. Guys, nothing but luck, nothing but encouragement for you guys to just keep going, bro. You're doing great. Keep pushing.
Consistency is key.
Consistency is the key, and don't you forget it, man. You always have a whole year with us whenever you have anything coming up. Album coming up, release album. Hey, man, send it to us. We'll slap it on our Facebook page, Instagram, all over the place, and we'll try to blow it up as best we can. Thank you again for coming out, man. I appreciate you guys.
God bless you all.
Yeah, man, and we'll see you next time, right, man?
All right.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for this week. It was a great one. It was a chosen year. It was great. I
missed
it.
Second time I missed that guy.
Oh, remember that?
You're not missing anything, dude. You're all right. It's the
one touch eyes.
The coupon.
That's what it is. Change your name from Chew to Lucky. Damn, he's gonna kick my ass when he sees me. I'll kick his left, see if he catch up. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast. This is the podcast for this week. Oh, before I jump off, man, just a heads up, tomorrow on Friday night, tune in to The City 97.1 on Facebook or on YouTube. Yours truly will be out there, and I think my man here will be with me. I'm not sure yet. It's still up in the air.
Huh?
But we'll be at with Rockin' Rudy. Over there, and he'll be interviewing little old me over there in my home here if he gets pulled away what he has to do. But we're gonna head out there and have a good old Last time. But it's going to be fun, man. Tune in tomorrow. And I believe the show starts at 8 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. I actually have the actual commercial. I will toss it on our Facebook page so you can take a look at it. Guys, once again, thank you so much. Each week is a blessing to know you guys are sticking in here with us, watching us, making an idiot of ourselves. But you still stick around. That's what we love about our robot troopers. We'll talk about that later, buddy. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And like always, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen! Quiero sentirme más champrén. Empático, pique, renil, lagui, gang.